The children are out late and the parents are getting a bit excited. You might say they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
The disease of the joints is called.
Oh, rheumatism.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
Where'd you have a wound?
What do you call a kind of skinless growth in a wound that has to be burned out?
I think that's called proud flesh.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Well, we used to use iodine a lot, but we don't use it so much anymore.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he...
He died.
What might you say to spare other people's feelings?
What might you say to spare... And not say he died. Oh, you could say he passed away.
What crude way might some people say that?
Well, some people have said he kicked the bucket or something like that.
If he's been dead a week and nobody has yet figured out why, you might say he...
I don't know what he died from or of.
The place where people are buried.
A cemetery.
If it's small and out in the country, you'd call it a...
A graveyard, I think.
If it's very small and on a farm.
It could be just the burying ground, I think, or the family plot or something like that.
If it was around the church.
Oh, that's the churchyard.
A disease that you hardly ever hear of now because they give shots for it, but it used to kill a lot of children.
Oh, diphtheria.
Disease that makes you yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
If he should eat something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to...
I'll vomit.
What other terms have you heard for that?
Throw up or upchuck or... I think that's it.
Which would you say were the most polite terms to use?
Well, I think vomit is the most polite term.
You would say he is sick where?
He's sick at his stomach.
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come back, you say, now if you don't come,
I shall be disappointed.
If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say we...
We'll both be glad to see you. We shall be glad to see you.
Would you use will or shall?
Well, let's...